The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced $3 million in grants for communities to address contaminated sites across New York. Awards were announced Wednesday for Broome County, Glens Falls, Gowanda, Ithaca, Montgomery County, Rochester, the Sullivan County Land Bank, and Wayne County. EPA Region 2 Administrator Pete Lopez held a conference call with reporters. He said the funding is to encourage economic development.
The Bounce Fuel program, just by design, is intended to help provide a framework for leveraging private investment.
75% of the sites receiving support through the Brownfield program are in federally designated opportunity zones, which allow for certain tax incentives. The city of Glens Falls will use a $300,000 Brownfields assessment grant to identify sites for assessment, to assess sites for hazardous substances, to complete cleanup and reuse plans, and for community outreach. The city will use the resources in its so-called Gateway Industrial Corridor, which includes at least 12 vacant and underused factory buildings and more than 20 closed service businesses. City Director of Economic Development Ed Bartholomew, who also serves as president of EDC Warren County, said the EPA's risk assessment program has been useful as it pursues mixed-use development, housing rehab, and other projects. He says in Glens Falls, it
has directly led to the city starting with anchor projects in our downtown center.
Glens Falls was the previous winner of a $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award from New York State. The city directed the funding to improve the city's South Street corridor. A $500,000 EPA Brownfields cleanup grant will go to the Sullivan County Land Bank Corporation. The land bank will use the money to remediate the former Monticello Manor Hospital in the village of Monticello. Land Bank Chair Frieda Eisenberg said the project is strategically located.
It's right down the street from Government Center and also within mile and a half of Sullivan County's brand new casino.
The Resorts World Catskills Casino in Monticello opened 2 years ago. In Montgomery County, a $300,000 Brownfields assessment grant will target a former fuel oil storage company, a former laundry, and a former paper mill in the city of Amsterdam and the village of St. Johnsville. In a statement, Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort said the assessment grant was great news, adding, quote, "This funding announcement is coming at a particularly critical time as we work to continue building our local economy coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic," end quote. Republican Congressman Tom Reed, who represents the Western New York village of Gowanda and the city of Ithaca, which each were awarded $300,000, called the Brownfields program a success story.
We're taking those sites that otherwise would not be put to good use, and we're redeveloping them, we're cleaning them up, and we're putting them into a productive position for our communities to have a foundation to grow from.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.